Steve Joyce feels the Planning Commission experience gives him an in-depth understanding of the way the city works. He also sits on several nonprofit and advisory boards.
I'm in the Park City Rotary. Well, I am one of the co-chairs of the Miners' Day events this year. Up until recently, I've been on the board for the Summit Land Conservancy, but they have a rule that if you're running for political office, that you have to take a leave of absence. I'm on Sheriff Martinez's Citizens Advisory Board. I'm on Park City's COSAC, the Citizens Open Space Advisory Committee.
He says he likes how the City Council has focused on the three critical priorities of affordable housing, transit, and net zero energy consumption because they're long-term goals. Joyce is still working on his official platform, but he says there's value in keeping longtime residents in town as well as making it affordable for younger people to move here.
The whole keep Park City, mentality was an interesting one. And I think one of my concerns is that when you look at what it really means, that the kind of the heart of Park City, there's two groups of people that I worry about we're losing. And part of it comes down to affordability, but it's other things as well. That's the young people who want to come here and can't afford to. And then the people who've been around for a long time and really, kind of have the memory of Park City, a lot of them are leaving.
Joyce says he's had business experience that also adds to his qualifications.
Yeah, probably the most relevant thing to running for city council, Planning Commission was good training, but I really think that the best training I had was coming from my business background. I worked for 12 years at IBM, and my last job there is I was the strategy manager for one of IBM's hardware divisions. And so there was a whole lot of things there of trying to get, groups that were oftentimes competing with one another or different business areas to cooperate together to run through a set of priorities, build, an operational plan to execute that. And of course, that impacts all the budgets of, how do we execute this? And it fits really well with the city council's kind of budgeting by objectives.
He says he doesn't believe the city should compete with private enterprise.
They're talking about this downtowner that's coming from an idea coming from Aspen of short little trips, mostly focused it into Main Street or into the bus depot down the street here, basically being a free taxi service. And my immediate concern was, I don't like it when the city all of a sudden starts competing with a business. I've talked to Alfred Knotts about that. He's convincing me that, maybe it's not a problem. It'll actually help the cab drivers as long as they constrain it properly and don't try to become the end-all, be-all free cab service.
That was Steve Joyce, who's running for city council. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.